You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Excited and delighted that you guys will join us tonight on We Talk Radio Network. We're back in the building. Mandy's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Yeah, we're so excited that you would join us on tonight. This is a men's show over here on We Talk Radio. This is where we come around the domino table. We put out a big six question for you guys, and we talk about it. And so we're so excited and delighted to all of you that's over on the network. We're so appreciative that you would join us on tonight. Happy holiday season to everybody. We're so appreciative that you guys would join us for another episode of the E-Man show. It's Happy Kwanzaa. It's Merry Christmas. It's Happy Hanukkah. It's all of that right here on the E-Man After Show. We're so appreciative to all of you who stay up late. We know it's a late show. It's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time where we broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Dallas, Fort Worth. We're so appreciative to all of you guys that would join us on tonight. You are listening to the number one radio station right here on We Talk Radio Network. We're so appreciative that all of you guys would hang out with me on tonight.
Right.
I got Mandy in the building.
Yes,
Mandy was in the building last week, and we had her. She did a Mandy moment, and it was the Christmas story, and we were so appreciative of that, Mandy, that you would come and hang out with us to do the Christmas story on last Sunday night.
Yeah, it was just so awesome to do. It was enjoyable. We just really had a great show on last week. Last week, we dedicated the E-Man After Show to the listeners and their children.
Yes, well, we are appreciative of that, and a lot of you are still celebrating. We're celebrating. We were broadcasting live in Mandy Studios on last Sunday night.
Was.
Yes, we had a party going on over there. We had a pajama party going on. We had our pajamas on. We was eating ice cream and cookies and hot chocolate. And we had the Christmas music and the fragrance going. It was off the chain last Sunday night.
Right.
And so we so appreciative that you guys would join that show. If you missed it, go back and listen to it. It's on the network. Go to We Talk Radio Network, and you're able to check out all the past shows that we do over here on We Talk Radio. We got a brand new website, www.wetalkradio.com. We love for you guys to check out our new website because, you know, we're on all social media. And we would love for you guys to go on our website and check it out. You'll love it. You'll love all the content. You'll love all the graphics. You'll love everything that We Talk Radio have out there on social media. We have a YouTube channel that we also push it. We want you guys to check out a YouTube channel. Check out our TV channel. You know, it's We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But we do want you guys to go in and subscribe for our YouTube channel, and so we'll be appreciative of that. Listen, if you want to talk to us tonight, you can call me here at 563-999-3456 because I got a big six question tonight that I'm putting out there for the fellas. We're going to come around the domino table, and we're just going to hang out. You know how this show works. I'll put a big six question out, and we have a few guys that come and sit around the panel along with Mandy. And they come in on a domino that puts them in the conversation. If you want to get in the conversation, you know, you come into the conversation too, sisters. Why? Because it is the E-Man After Show. And we're just having a party over here tonight. We are celebrating. And so we're so appreciative to all of you guys that will hang out. But guess what? We're talking sports tonight. We're talking sports tonight. That's going to be my Big Six question tonight. Let me go ahead and put it out there right now. That's Big Six. And my Big Six question tonight, we are talking sports. You know, my question, I want to know, what do you think about those Dallas Cowboys? The Dallas Cowboys beat today. They came back and they beat the game. They beat Washington today. They beat Washington 27-20. Yeah, kind of got a little scary right there at the end because Dallas was up pretty much. And Washington came all the way back and scored 20 points. And it was like, okay, come on, Tam, hurry up and run out so we won't lose this game. Because, you know, Mike McCarthy, our coach, he predicted that the Cowboys would win.
Right.
Those, you know, we broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. We Talk Radio Studios over in Plano. We broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. And those of you that follow the Cowboys around the world, because this network is all around the world, our coach, you know, Mike McCarthy, he predicted that the Cowboys would win. So it became a big uproar. The different ones were saying he shouldn't have done that. He was going to jinx the Cowboys. But they pulled it out today.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they pulled it out. And when they pulled it out, I mean, it kind of got – it made for a good game because, you know, it's always been made a rivalry with the Cowboys in Washington. Mm-hmm. And so by Washington and Dallas playing on today, because, you know, it used to be called Washington Redskins. Mm-hmm. And they dropped the name Washington Redskins, and now they just – the Washington football team.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's another whole show. But, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, they came back and they won it. They won it tonight, and we so – appreciative of them. Why? Because I predicted that the Cowboys would go 13-4.
All right.
They actually 9-4.
9-4.
And yes, and Washington dropped to 6-7. And so the Cowboys are still number one in the NFC. All right. And so you guys that's out on the network tonight, we're talking sports tonight. We're talking the Dallas Cowboys. What do you think about the Cowboys? Do they look like they're on their way to the Super Bowl? Do you think they're going to make it to the playoffs? I really think they're going to make it to the playoffs. Man, I think they're going all the way to the Super Bowl this year.
So what are they now, 10-4?
So you ain't listening. I just said they was 9-4. Yeah, and so the Cowboys are 9-4, and I predicted they're going to go 13-4.
Yeah, I remember that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm learning.
Yes, and so, I predicted they're going to go 9-4, they're going to go 13-4, you know, and, you know, I don't really see them losing another game. And so
I pray not.
No. I think they're going to make it, man. I think they're going to be into the, they're going to go on to the playoffs. And I just think they're going to go, this is their year to go to the Super Bowl.
I mean, they've been really pushing this year. You know, they've been really pressing and pushing to win and not be down and out. Now, I know that a lot of times, of course, in front of the cameras, you know, they're going to give accolades. They win the game. It's okay. You mm-hmm. know, we'll, if they lose the game, I'm sorry. It's okay. We'll win the next game. But but I tell you this, I just see something different in those boys this year.
What do you see different in the Cowboys?
I just
year?
See, I see a winning team.
Yeah.
I see, because, you know, past years, they hadn't been that successful.
Right.
But we're speaking live into the Cowboys tonight, and we believe they are going to win.
Yeah, I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, we got, you know, the head coach, Mike McCarthy, and, I think he experienced COVID, his whole family, and he was out in the New Orleans game.
Right.
And but the Cowboys, they won. But tonight we are talking sports. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, them winning today. They are now 9-4. They beat over Washington today. They beat 27-20. And then, you know, those of you that follow us over here on We Talk Radio, we have a school down here. You know, it's always been a rivalry with the state championship. South Oak Cliff Golden Bears, they made it to state.
All right, yeah.
Yes, they made it to the semifinals, and they'll actually be playing a team called Liberty Hill. They'll be playing in Jerry's World this Saturday. For the state champion, the 5A state championship, South Oak Cliff, we call them South Oak Cliff Golden Bears.
Hmm.
Always been a rivalry with South Oak Cliff. Because we all in the same district.
Right.
And so that 5A is looking good because South Oak Cliff, you know, they have been to the state final since 1970.
Hmm.
About 51 years.
That's a long time.
and even just in the state of Texas, we ain't had no Texas team. I mean, no, yeah, no, what, in the last, what, 40 years anyway, you know, to make it to state, you know, I mean, Dallas team, you know, so to see a Dallas Independent School District make it to the state playoffs, that's pretty good, to the state championship.
Right.
So it's over in Jerry's World, over at AAT Stadium, mm-hmm. over there in Arlington, Texas. Yeah, you know, Jerry Jones opened up the stadium for all the, you know, because normally they would go down to Austin and play.
Right.
But they're playing in the Jerry's World this Saturday at 11 o'clock. It's South Oak Cliff and Liberty Hill.
Are you going to be there?
No, I can't make it.
Okay.
Got other obligations, can't make it. I'm quite sure it's going to be on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're broadcasting on TV, and we'll probably get to catch a lot of it. But we know we got a lot of Golden Bears out there, a lot of South Oak Cliff Ikes, a little alumni. Y'all call us up here on We Talk Radio Network at 563-999-3456. Let's talk sports tonight.
Right.
I got some fellas standing by. We're going to bring them in and on the conversation. We're going to take a break. And when we come out of this break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking sports. That's my big six question tonight. We are talking sports. It is the E-Man After Show. It is Christmas time. We are celebrating. We're still celebrating. We did a big party on last Sunday night in the Mandy studio, but we're in the E-Man studios tonight, Mandy.
We are in the E-Man studio.
You like the new studio?
I absolutely love the new studio. They put in some work over here.
Yeah. Nice, huh?
It's very nice.
You feel your way around here?
I really do. I almost didn't want to sit down when I came in.
Yeah, well, it's all everything new over here.
I see.
Yes, well, we're appreciative of all you guys that would join us. We're in the E-Man studios tonight. We're not having a party because last Sunday night we had a party. Man, they told about the Christmas story. But tonight we're celebrating Christmas in a different way. We're still in the holiday season. We're still celebrating.
We are.
And so for all of you guys that's on the network, we see you on the network. We see you on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to talk to me tonight, hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation, lady. Because, you know, sisters, they sit around the domino table and talk sports.
Right.
You don't know nothing about them, though, man.
Don't know. You know what? I'm learning.
You're learning about the Cowboys?
I am.
Well, I already told you about the roof, right?
You did.
Yes. And so to all of you guys on the network, all of you guys on the phone lines, call me up tonight. Let's talk sports. We got South Oak Cliff Golden Bears going to the state championship, 5-18, you know. And listen, this is a big thing because Liberty Hill,
mm-hmm.
they make it every year.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm going to get into a little bit of that because, you know, they got their money out there.
Right.
And so it's a little bit different in the hood and when you live in the Upshalons and you got all that state-of-the-art equipment over there.
Right.
So they go every year. But this year, our brothers and sisters over at South Oak Cliff made it.
They made
it. And we're gonna win it, too. I'm going to predict South Oak Cliff over Liberty Hill.
And we're certainly celebrating South Oak Cliff.
Yes. Yeah. So, guys, we got to take a break. When we come out of this break, we shall jump into the conversation. We'll be back. It is the E-Man After Show. It's Christmas time. We'll celebrate. Y'all guys, keep it locked.
You're listening to The Sound.
Kissing Santa Claus. and I'm gonna tell my daddy.
And I am Deanne Lack, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Oh, yes. We're back in the building. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show tonight. We're so excited and delighted that you guys will come in to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. You're listening to your number one radio station right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we show up. Man, we're back in the building.
I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street sign when you go downtown, cause I'm the man.
Yes, well, we're back in the building. I'm the man. I'm E-Man. We're back. We're so excited and delighted. I just thought I'd give you a little something, Mandy.
Yeah, you over there just gigging. It's all good.
Yes. We're glad that you guys will hang out with us. I'm going to bring some fellas into the show tonight, Mandy. Why? Because we are talking sports. We broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. You know, our studios, We Talk Radio studios are in Plano,
right.
And we broadcast this show. I'm broadcasting out of the E-Man studios tonight. Hello, Dallas, Fort Worth. You're listening to the number one radio station, but we're talking sports, Mandy. We're going to teach you a little bit about sports. You watch the game, but
all
you
right.
You can't follow them, huh? What's the standing for the Cowboys right about now?
What's the who?
The standing.
You real cute, E-Man. You're real cute.
If anybody asks you, man, to tell them they're 9-4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got that.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, let's see if I can bring some guys in. Will you put a Big Six question out there? We're talking sports. We're talking Dallas Cowboys and South Oak Cliff Golden Bears. Their last four numbers, 3900. Hello, who is this? Last four numbers, 3900. Are you there, sir? 3400, are you there? Okay, he must be on mute. Last four numbers, 4875. Are you with E-Man? Hello, who is this?
It's Brother Smith.
Hey, what's doing,
hello?
Man?
Hey, what's going on, E-Man?
I can barely hear you, sir.
Well, I don't know why today. Hello, can you hear me better?
No, you sound real, kind of talk right into your phone. You sound real, real low for some reason. We're glad to have you. Okay. Hello, Dwayne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, hello, Mr. Dwayne. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. I'm great.
Okay,
after the Mandy show and now the E-Man show, I'm great.
Yes, sir. What domino you coming in on, sir?
Let's go 6-5.
You want to go? You gonna pass up that 15 points? Okay, all right. I'll put 6-5 out there for you, Mr. Anthony. What domino you coming in on, sir? Hello, Anthony. Are you there? Okay. Well, he must. I'm gonna put 6 blank out for him. He must be getting him a headphone.
6 blank. I'm sorry. 6 blank. I was on mute.
Yeah. So you got 5 points. Alrighty.
All right.
That puts y'all into the conversation. We are talking sports. I think Mandy's finna go walk around the house somewhere because she ain't engaging. She loses when it comes to the game. She like,
really?
What's going on?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. This is no way to mentor anyone when it comes to sports. Amen.
You want to know about sports?
A little bit.
Next time they ask you where the Cowboys is, what you gonna tell them?
8-4.
See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Well, guys, we're talking sports tonight. We're talking sports. The Dallas Cowboys won today. You know, they came back. That was a real good game. And they came back and beat 27-20. What do you guys think about the game, or did y'all see the game today?
Oh, yeah. I listened to it on the radio.
You listened to it on the radio, Dwayne? What do you think about the game, sir? What did you think about the game?
Well, they won, so that's what I think about it. But I'm still a little concerned that they had the chokehold on them, but then at the end of the day, at the fourth quarter, it was 20-27. Washington almost came back and won it. I didn't hear too much from the offense, but the defense is stopped. They're stopped. Definitely playoff material. But I have my concerns about that offense.
Oh, the offense did good today. They did good. Dak did his thing, you know. What he put up 27 points, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
and
some
so,
of that was defense, if I'm not mistaken.
The defense, they scored, I think, what was his name, number 11. You know, I do think he ran one touch. No, he caused a fumble. Who person, number 11, you know, I think he's going to be the defensive player of the year, you know what I'm saying? Because he got 12 sacks already. This young man got 12 sacks, and I just think he's going to be the defensive player of the year. It's going to be interesting because he just doing the doggone thing. He caused the fumble. He sacked the quarterback, and number 98 picked it up and ran to the end. So the defense did score. But the offense, they put up 21 points, and the defense put up 7, so it was 27-20. What did you think about the game today, Dwayne? Ant?
I didn't hear you. What was that again?
What did you think about the game today? The Dallas
Cowboys. I thought it was a nice, wonderful game, man. I had a little couple of second thoughts in regard to it, but showed up this evening.
Yeah. they pulled it out right there at the end. It kind of remind me of the old Washington games where it would always go there. Anytime they played Washington, I think because Washington was 6-6 and Dallas is 8-4. You know, I don't care when the 13s, when they play the Cowboys, they just, you know, rise to the occasion, and Washington is one of them. Because, you know, you remember when they used to be the Washington Redskins, right? And now they have, you know, they have dropped the name Redskins, and they're just the Washington football team now. And they have always been Dallas rivalry. And they made for a good game. But, you know, our coach Mike McCarthy, he just came off a week of having COVID, and he predicted early up in the week down here in Dallas, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, that's on the network, that's on the phone line. He said the Cowboys would win. He made a bold statement. He said, "Oh, we are winning the game today, you know, Sunday." And it became a big, you know, story news or headlines here down in the Dallas world where, you know, okay, the last time a coach said that, you know, they didn't hold up to the – it kind of like put them under pressure. And a lot of the players were like, we stand behind our coach, we going to win. And they came out with a win today, you know. So shout out to the coach. He came back. He, you know, did his little speech. And Cowboys, they showed up. Defense, like Dwayne said, they actually showed up. The defense showed up. So those of you that's out on the network, those of you on the phone line, if you want to talk sports to us, what do you think about the Cowboys? You guys think they're going to – I know they're going to go on to the playoffs. I'm predicting 13-4. Y'all think they're going to the Super Bowl? Y'all think they Super Bowl material, Dwayne?
I think they're Super Bowl material, but I'll believe it when I see it. But I think they're Super Bowl material.
What do you mean when you say you're a believer?
I don't know.
They ain't proved enough to you yet.
I don't want to get my hopes up too high. That's all I'm saying.
Because when you say Cowboy, they get you all excited and then
exactly.
They fall off. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
I understand. But you got to have a little faith in our boys, man. Listen, you from New York, Dwayne. I know you from New York. And I understand.
And I was always a cow from a child. I was always a Cowboy fan.
Right.
Always.
Right. Well, listen.
I was never a Giants or a Jet mm-hmm. fan. I was always a Cowboy fan.
Right.
But back then, they mm-hmm. were winning. Won. Now,
right.
You know, hey, I've been having faith, but I've been having faith for how many years now? When the last time we've been to the
what you say, Dwayne? You want to see some faith in action, huh? I'm with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking sports tonight on the E-Man After Show. We're just around the governor. Go right here.
I was going to say, but you know what? We are blessed. And I'm going to tell mm-hmm. you why we're blessed. I know we haven't been to the Super Bowl in a long time. But just think, the teams out there in the NFL have never been to the Super Bowl. Or if they've been to the Super Bowl, they've never won it. Never won it. And we've got, what, 5 Super Bowls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're American teams. You, Dwayne, you do know we God's team, right? You do know we God's team, right? Dwayne.
We're God's team with the ceiling open and uh-huh. at Irving Stadium.
Listen, guys, out there on the network. When the Cowboys is playing, ain't no much demonic activity going on around that time of the night. Anytime the Cowboys is playing, that's why they put the hole in the roof. See, Mandy don't know nothing about that. She a young whippersnapper. She don't know nothing about that. That hole in the roof, so God sit back and watch his favorite team. And so if anything going on, listen, in Dallas, Texas, when the Cowboys is playing, the streets are pretty well clean. You can probably go get you a bull run. You can go get you some barbecue. You can do whatever when the Cowboys is playing because ain't nobody going to be out there on the street. It's always been like that. You're going to be somewhere sitting around watching the game if you like them or not. And we just got it like that. Don't be jelly now. Don't be jelly on the network. You know, yeah, any of you New Yorkers up there, any of you want to call the E-Man After Show and let's talk about it, 563-999-3456. We're talking sports tonight. Anthony?
And
you know you didn't put no money on the game, Anthony. You didn't bet on the Cowboys today.
No, I didn't put money on the game. I stopped putting money on the game a long time ago. They took people funding for me, but I always stuck by their side.
Right, man. I had did none of my numbers hit. I had two numbers. I think I had three and zero, and I think I had 8 and something. You know, and I almost thought I was going to win there for a minute, but after they got that, the score got them to that, threw my little pot out the window. You know what I'm saying? And so, but I'm getting on that Super Bowl board because listen, the Super Bowl board is going to be off the chain. You know, Manny, you got some money you want to put on the Super Bowl?
Listen, if people that have been following the game for years mm-hmm. are saying that they are not betting on the game, then I'm going to play it safe. I'm not betting on the game either.
We might need you to bet on the game. You might bring some luck to the Cowboys.
I don't know about that.
You ain't got a little hot. You want to put on? I'm about to get y'all out. I can, you know, y'all ain't Cowboy fans. I want some Cowboy fans to call up here and let's talk Cowboys, because you can't be hating on the Dallas Cowboys like that now.
I
want
to call it hate.
Don't be jealous.
I mean, Mr. Anthony said that he'd been riding with them forever, although they've been losing in the past.
He died wasting his money, huh?
He died. So, look, I'm going to follow his lead on this one.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. I mean, you know, every now and then you just got to, you bid, everything else is a bid in life. Everything else is a gamble.
All right, now.
You know, and so if you can gamble on life, you can gamble on everything else, you can gamble on them Cowboys. See, Mandy don't know what I'm talking about. She over there like, man, what are you talking about? But anyway, we on the network tonight. We are in the holiday season. We are celebrating. We are celebrating Christmas, because this is what family come around to this time of the year. I don't care who house you in. Either it's going to be some type of game that's on. It's going to be basketball. It's going to be football. It's going to be all of that, because that's just part of the celebration and holiday season. You sit back, you eat good, and you watch games, and you play dominoes, and yeah, because you're all about celebration, you know. And so we're so appreciative to all of you guys that would hang out with us tonight. And so when we come back out of this break, we got a high school down here, which is Anthony's old alma mater. Anthony, what do you think about South Oak Cliff, brother?
Yeah. They
Yo,
doing
now
they
he got perked
too.
Up. He done woke all up, man.
Yeah, that's my old alma mater, South Oak Cliff.
Yes. Graduated from South Oak Cliff in 1979, huh, Aunt?
Yeah,
79.
They haven't been in the
stadium
since
51 years, man, since 1970. Since 1970.
That was the last time?
Huh?
That was the last time,
1970? 1970 is the last time South Oak Cliff been to the state championship. That's been 51 years
ago.
That's
a long time.
Yeah, there you go.
But we're going to talk about it when we come out of the break. We're going to talk about this 518, which is South Oak Cliff High School. Do you know anything about Dallas-Fort Worth that's on the network? If you've been down to Dallas, you know one of our rivalries is, it's always been Carter High School, Carter Cowboys. Don't be jelly. Kimball High School, it's been South Oak Cliff, it's been Roosevelt. They're all in the 5A. And South Oak Cliff, this is where one of our great Harvey Martin is from South Oak Cliff. Michael Downs is from South Oak Cliff. All of these guys that played for the Cowboys, they came right out of South Oak Cliff High School. And it's been 51 years since the Cowboys been, since the Golden Bears been to the semifinals.
Wow.
But they would be there this Saturday. And they playing a great team called Liberty Hill.
Right.
And Liberty Hill, they ain't nothing to play with.
Right. So we just, definitely praying for this game. Because this is, you said 51 years. This has been a long time. So this is like a opportunity for a comeback. Now, I don't mean to offend anyone that's listening and anyone that's sitting across from me in the studio. But if they don't win this game after 51 years, then I don't know what else to say.
You want
to
bet? I got you.
E-Man, you got money to give away.
Yeah, I got $20. You got $20?
Boy, anyway, so
see, that's
51 years is a long time. I believe that, we're all grateful for the opportunity, but they need to make a comeback after 51 years.
No, they doing good. Listen,
we've been authentic here.
This is Anthony's alma mater.
And that's great.
And listen, Anthony, you got your old stuff from South Oak Cliff? I remember when we was in college, you used to wear your jerseys and stuff down there in college. So, I mean, that they had the number one. Didn't y'all have the number one band at that time, too, Anthony? Anthony must be on mute.
Had.
He might be on mute. I know y'all have to take a break. Now, one thing I will say about South Oak Cliff, looking in their trophy cases, South Oak Cliff has had some tremendous track teams.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes, they did. Yes.
They dominated in track.
Yeah, but the year we came out, Roosevelt was off the chain. We had Robart Martin over there. But, yeah, we had a lot of fast guys over at South Oak Cliff just as well. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come out of the break, guys. You're listening to the E-Man After Show. It is Christmas time. We are celebrating, but you guys keep it locked, and we'll be back more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
We'll be right back. how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
Talk Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com. We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees.
even in the shade. G.I.L.E. ain't got a dismay. I threw a mew on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good times like J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street sign when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, keep your mouth shut, stay out of trouble. A feather and as smooth as silk, and what I can do for you is a better than a gallon of milk. And haters mad, girls be all at my pad, role playing and shit, and I be spanking their ass. It happened so fast that she couldn't react. She got black Mac attacks and she ain't turned back. My nuts just touch the floor the way she swing on my sack, and I know that haters wanna beat me down. Lay some cash and with some K's, but I'm the king with my crown. I shout about her and tatter you all over town. Well, I'll be John Brown. Didn't know your handcuffing haters was still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street sign when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind your business, cause I'm the man.
Yes, I'm the man. I'm E-Man. Yes, we're back in the building. It is the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys will join us on tonight. We are back in the building, sitting around the domino table talking sports. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys and they win, and we're also talking about a high school team that's in the 5A championship. They have made it to the semifinals. After 51 years, they haven't been to the state championship since 1970, but they are playing this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in Jerry's World. And so, guys, what do you think about that? We're back. Are you guys back with me?
I'm back with you. I'm here.
Yes. Well, we're so appreciative that you guys.
I'm here talking about South Oak Cliff Golden Bears.
Yes. We are talking about the South Oak Cliff Golden Bears. We're so appreciative to all of you that's over on the network. It is the E-Man After Show. We want to thank you guys that's over on the network. If you want to call up and talk sports with me tonight, you can call me here at 563-999-3456. We want you guys to remember to go to our YouTube channel. You know, you can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment, but you can subscribe. Check out all our shows. We are your number one radio station where we talk, we listen, and we take action. So, yeah, Dwayne, we was talking about South Oak Cliff, and you was talking about their track team. Yeah, I can remember back in the day, South Oak Cliff, they did have a great track team back in those early years. And a lot of those guys went on to play, you know, go into the NFL. They went on to do a lot of successful, great things as an athlete, you know, from South Oak Cliff. I'm quite sure they trophy case is full of accolades with those athletes back in the early 70s and, you know, in the late 80s and the early 90s. South Oak Cliff Golden Bears.
Politicians, Dwayne Carraway, he went, he was on their track team, so.
Yeah, you had
South Oak Cliff.
Right. You had Dwayne Carraway, you had, man, Dwayne Carraway, I can remember Rufus Shaw and Dwayne Carraway and all of those guys.
Wow.
That ran track and played football. Yeah, that was the dynasty years for South Oak Cliff Golden Bears right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you know. And so the alumni, I'm quite sure they're going to be out. They're going to be out this Saturday over at Jerry's World because it's been a minute since, you know, South Oak Cliff has been there. And actually, the superintendent of the Dallas Independent School District, he graduated from South Oak Cliff High School. you know.
So I hear.
Yeah. He graduated from South Oak Cliff, and, you know, actually me and Dwayne is in the Dallas Independent School District, you know. And, yes, you know, he was over at my school this week, you know, and he's so appreciative, you know. He's been rooting them on all year long, and he's just like, you know, we're going to make it. And I'm quite sure, you know, he's peacock proud and hyena happy because you'll see gold and white. You'll see gold and white, those of you that's around the world that, you know, because I'm quite sure it's going to be broadcasted, you know. State championships are always broadcasted on ESPN, Fox Sports Network, you know, because they have become a big thing. And so when you see gold and white out at the Jerry's World this Saturday morning, that's South Oak Cliff High School. They're going up against Liberty Hill. Dwayne, what do you know about Liberty Hill?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about them. I know that they're they're in the hunt, and they win every year. Now, you know, we're talking about South Oak Cliff. They're not only representing their particular school, they're representing, to me, the whole of DISD. Because I used to wonder, I didn't understand. You see the NFL or you see college team and you see all the brothers and you know, that make up the NFL. But then you come to Dallas, and I used to wonder, how DISD never, I mean, they play Liberty, they'll lose, they play, I mean, Highland Park. I mean, and when you look at Highland Park, they look like average white guys, and they beat Dallas teams every year or Mesquite teams every year. What is the other place? Well, Duncanville have good, but South Lake, Carroll, South Lake, they win every year. And DISD teams, mm-hmm. Allen never win the big mm-hmm. one. But I didn't understand, well, speaking to you, E-Man, and not only you, others that say the reason why for that, like you take Highland Park, is that they have great trainers, great coaches, weight rooms, and all of that makes up why they win and DISD don't win. Then a lot of people moved out of DISD and they start moving into the Duncanvilles and the DeSotas.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't have the great teams there. So, you know, it's an exciting, not only for South Oak Cliff, for the whole DISD to see a team from DISD, a black team.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of that, Dwayne, it does hinges on. Yeah, we can keep it 100. We can keep it authentic because I'm quite sure around the network in other cities like Chicago and New York, and it's the same, you know. When you put money into your program, you know, you put that kind of money into your program, you're bound to have a successful team. And these particular schools that you're talking about, Allen's and the, Lake Carroll and all of those. Yeah, you go out to their facilities, it look like pro facilities, you know. They condition them. The Frisco's. When you go out to those facilities, the better weight rooms, and you know, which you know, we can kind of talk about it a little. You have to talk about it for a little bit of the injustice that we have in the, this is where this equity and exclusion and diversity come in, because now you're talking about, you know, our African American boys don't get that same conditioning like they would probably in the you know, suburb cities. And so when you walk in a weight room over in Lake Carroll, it probably look like the Dallas Cowboy weight room today, you know. And you walk in our weight room, unfortunately, you know, you got some nice weights, and you know, but at the end of the day, the conditioning, all that, the nutrition, all of that makes a difference. What are they really eating? What are they really feeding these guys? How long are they? And then it's the coaches. And so it's really what you put in your program. And so there will be some difference, Mr. Dwayne, but they made it this year. Part of it, that's not all of it, because at the end of the day, you know, this is where the coaches come in. They got a great coach. They have built the program over at South Oak Cliff High School. And just like he told them, you can beat any team in any given game that you go out there. If you put your mind to it and set your heart on it, you can come out victorious. And so that's what they did. They put their mind to it. They said to themselves, you know, listen, we going to the state championship. That's what, you know, I was listening to one of the players as he was speaking on the sports show the other night. He was saying all year long, they just believed that they can do it. They weren't buying into the myth. They didn't have the best weight room. They said in their head, their weight room was the best weight room. But they began to believe in themselves. And once you believe in yourself, you know, it's like Shakespeare say, let every man be true to himself. If you don't believe it, you know, it kind of remind me of prayer and stuff like that. I put prayer in it. You got a lot of people that pray, but they don't believe what they pray. You got to believe what you pray, you know. I mean, because that's the only way going to move. God only moves about, would that be right, man? God only moves off of belief and faith. He don't move off anything else. You can say words all day long, but with God, it's got to be, you got to believe it. And because he tell you in scripture, if you can believe it, you can receive it.
Yeah, it definitely can't be off of our feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
God is a God. He is moved by faith and then action behind
it. Yes.
Absolutely.
And so this is what one of the young men, Dwayne and Anthony, shared, that, you know, they coach walked in there and say, listen, if you guys don't believe y'all can make it to state, y'all ain't going to make it. Y'all got to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, now turn that belief into some action. And they did it. And so they are in the semifinals this Saturday over at Cowboys World, Jerry's World, at 11 a.m. And we all going to be sitting around the tube, or we're going to be somewhere. Me and Dwayne and I will be somewhere working this Saturday. You know, we'll be somewhere, but we'll be able to check out the game. Right, Dwayne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Anthony, are you back with us, sir? Hello, Anthony, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Mr. E-Man.
Yes. And so, man, it's your alma mater, sir. And, you know, you ought to be key. You need, listen, get you some. Well, you be working Saturday too, hun.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll be working. So I'm going to tell you, man, get your wife, y'all get y'all some tickets. We try to go out to the game. Well, I don't know what we doing Saturday. We might be working Saturday, huh, Dwayne? You know, that's all me and Dwayne. We always working somewhere.
Have you seen the new the renovations of South Oakland?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I was asking Anthony if he's seen the new renovations.
I actually knew about them, but I haven't been over there to see them, only the outside. I heard it was really, really nice on the inside.
It's really nice, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
look like a whole college, like a whole TSU all over again.
when they had to open the rest of their new renovation, I forgot about it and it slipped my mind, and I was working, it was something going on that I just didn't get a chance to make it. But some of my classmates did, and they posted it all on Facebook and everything, talking about how beautiful it is and had a nice time. So, I heard it was pretty fantastic.
It's a great facility to, to tour. Even the Carter High School, they renovated and redid Carter High School.
Very nice.
And so the Dallas Independent School District have come up. And so it just reminds me, when you put money back into your organization and your program, it allows you, it attracts those kind of players. They want to be in a school of learning. They want to come to a school that they feel good about, they can talk about. And even though, you know, what we would call Oak Cliff, Texas, we in our hood, at the end of the day, it's just like being over in Fort Worth. When you think about Fort part of work, what do you think about? You think about Dunbar. You think about all of those schools that, you know, you have great minds that come out of. But when they put that money back into those schools, back into the alumni, it makes our new generation, our next generation, want to come back and be a part of. And that's what you have seen for at least the last, I would say, 10 years. Money is going back into the district. And so now these young players, they feel good about playing for a school. Why? Because they schools now look like the Allens and the Lake Carrolls and the Liberty. You understand what I'm saying? And so, you know, then they get the nutrition. You know, they getting fed real good. You know, they you know, because some of these football players, they look like they're in the pros already, you know. Yeah, I was talking to one the other day, and he was like, I was like, man, who you play for, New Orleans? He said, oh, no, man, I go to South Oakley. I was like, oh my God. I was like, dude, I said, you look like you could do a little something in the NFL right now. Because Dwayne, he had to be like 6'1", 275.
Yeah,
the arms on this young fellow, I was like, man, what they feeding you over at South Oakley?
They got some big boys. Oh, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. And he was telling me then, he was like, Mr. Elgin, he said, man, we going to the, you know why? Because they coach somewhat, man, that you're a mentor. They coach, have talked to them enough till they begin to believe in themselves.
Right.
And mm-hmm. once you believe in yourself, you know, and you as a mentor, once you are motivated and encouraging mm-hmm. a young man,
yeah,
you know, hey, the sky's the limit. So kudos to the coach over at South Oak Cliff, you know, and
mm-hmm.
shout out to the whole team of South Oak Cliff High School down here in Dallas, Texas. Those of you that's on the network, we're talking about a local high school in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's called South Oak Cliff High School. And I know you guys are probably in your hometown of Peacock proud and hyena happy of your, you know, because when you got children and you send them off to be educated and mm-hmm. you want them to follow their education and to go far in their academics and, you know, because this is a lot of, I hate to say it like this, is Dwayne and Anthony and Mandy. This is a lot of our young kids meal ticket out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you agree, Dwayne, they look forward in going into the NFL.
Yeah.
They play with a vision going into – you know, into this high level collegiate and being an athlete. Why? Because they know they can be successful.
Right.
But as long as they get their education, they can be successful and they can move on and do greater things. Like the, I think Dwayne said it way, like Dwayne Carraway, which was one of our councilmen,
mm-hmm.
you know, Harvey Martin and Robot Martin, all these guys, when you look at Brown that came out of Everson Walls, when you look at all these guys came out of these local schools here in Dallas, Texas, they
mm-hmm.
they went on to be successful businessmen.
Mm.
Why? Because they got an education, but it was that skill set of being an athlete that got them there.
Right.
And so thanks to all the mentors and the coaches that, you know, put up with our children. And so I want to encourage that young person that's listening tonight or, you know, you willing to give up your time. Because it's a lot of hard work. You start out in peewee ball.
Right, right. And you just stated, you know, you are giving thanks to those that are leading these young men, you know, which
mm-hmm.
I think is very important because it's very important to have somebody behind you that believe in you, you
mm-hmm.
know. And sometimes you can be great, but sometimes you have to come into your own. It's like a diamond in the rough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what? You can be great, and somebody else, they may see the greatness in you, and in that moment, due to where you are and maybe what you're experiencing or what you have experienced, you don't see it. So it takes people that can see that you have destiny, that can see that you have a winning spurt in you to pull that out sometimes. So shout out to all the coaches.
Yeah, yeah, they put in a lot of hard work. You agree with that, Mr. Dwayne, and that?
I agree.
Yep.
And I want to share something with you, Mandy and Mr. Anthony. I'm going to talk about E-Man. You know,
mm-hmm.
his son played pro ball, big-time college player at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't just start in high school. I remember when E-Man would take his son, and parenting is so important. He'd take his son to track meets and peewee ball, mainly track, when he would just, what, in the third, fourth grade, all
right.
his life. One thing about E-Man, he was, you know, parenting means a lot. His father
yeah.
was there, you know, for him. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people might not know that. And I congratulate, he's going to call his son every day they communicated, every single
yep.
day. But
right.
it didn't start just in high school. It started
mm-hmm.
from the third grade or the fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just rose to where he believed in himself. And before you know it, he was going to UCLA. How many players out of Dallas went to
mm-hmm.
UCLA in the last 10 years? Or USC? I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go to the big-time colleges.
Right.
You know, but maybe things will change then. You know, you better believe when South Oak Cliff bring home the goal or whatever, they're going to be going to the big-time college because they're going to be looking at these boys. So I just wanted to kudos for E-Man, and I don't know if Mandy know that, you know, he put time in it. It wasn't just inside of high school for his son to rise to UCLA and then go into the pros or whatever. It started from the third grade, or if not younger.
You remember all them days, huh, Dwayne?
I remember those days, yeah. So
I'm spending up all this money, too.
Parenting means a lot. Having your
I'm spending up all his money, Dwayne. I want all my money back. That's what I told him. Man, I tell you.
Yeah, man. But even now, you know, you think about it, it starts early and it don't stop there, right? It's like as long as you have people in your corner that has your best interest at heart, they're always speaking into your life. Because as you were talking about E-Man and his son, Eldridge, I've had the opportunity to witness them on numerous occasions. And even though Eldridge is of age now, you know, he's grown, you know, he's went to college and he's doing great things. E-Man still advised his son, you know, he's always calling him for advice.
Every day.
Yeah, I was like, he's calling you for everything, right? But what it is that when he needs sound advice, he calls his dad, and which I think is absolutely amazing.
I mean, you would think, you guys are exactly right. But I spent up all this money and go spend up some more because he's making a lot of it. And I want all of it back, Dwayne. I want all mine back.
Oh, no, man. I think you're really easy on him. I really do. I think when it comes to his money, because you advise him in so many different areas. And even when it comes to his money, you know, some people, you would have some parents that would be like, look at me over here, you know, but not that he's not free-hearted, but I've never seen you just ask him for, you know, have your hand out. You know, you're always telling him how to save and where he needs to apply his finances and things like that for his future.
Dwayne, no, but guess where he bring that money to, Dwayne? You know, Mr. Dwayne, don't you? Yes, well, I appreciate Dwayne sharing that.
And he's humble.
Yes, sir.
Very.
Yeah, because you remember, Dwayne been,
yeah,
I mean.
When you go to games, when you go to games and play Texas A&M or other games or watch them on national TV and you see 100,000 people in the stands, you know, and to be so humble. Because I used to pray for him at UCLA. I was like, wow, some white girl out there can snatch him up and turn his head in a different direction, but he's still humble. And but that's because Eldridge has always been in his life, and he knows his dad will be. I don't care how big he got. His dad will be.
Well, we thank God, you know, and because you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is why I try to share with young boys that because everyone don't get that opportunity,
right?
And it's certain times like I used to sit down and tell my son. Listen, when you got to get an opportunity, you got to seize the moment because it's not guaranteed that it's going to come back around.
Right.
And so Dwayne experienced all of those days because Dwayne was in my life when I had him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. Anthony was in my life when I had him, you know, even with my daughter. My kids, they still like, you know, ATM machines. They got money, but Jesus Christ, it's like I'm giving their money back to them. Dwayne be like, you know, he'll just give me money and turn around and ask for it right back. Be like, Daddy, you got some money? No, I'm spending up your money right now. You know, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's let's talk about the extension of a leader, right? The extension of an example, a pusher. I can honestly say, Mr. Dwayne, as we're talking about E-Man, when I see him around young people, they tend to gravitate towards him because of, I guess, because of the example he is and the way he encouraged him. Even with my children, they have a dad, but their dad is a lot younger than E-Man is, you know? And so their way of thinking is a little different. But as they observe E-Man, I see how my daughter listens to him. Even my son, when my son comes over and if E-Man's over to my house, My son, he listens to E-Man. And then when he called me, which is very surprising for him, he asked me about E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Where is E-Man? I'm like, E-Man somewhere. He's busy. Let me talk to you. but no, so it just makes a difference when you have somebody behind you that's willing to encourage you, that's willing to uplift you, that they're able to look beyond where you are and see what's in you and what you can be, you know. And, you know, this young man that's sitting across from me tonight, he displayed those qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, E-Man, you know, just, I mean, it is what it is, you know, and we're just going to give you your flowers while you're living.
Hey, I'm going to take all of them. You know, I ain't listening.
What
don't y'all be jelly on
the...
What'd you say, Dwayne?
Miss Mandy, what high school did you go to?
I went to MacArthur High School in Irving.
Oh yeah. I know what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
went to that special school.
You went to special school. No, I did go to MacArthur High School in Irving.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, we're on the network. We're around the domino table. This is what we do around the domino table. It's not a And, you know, we're ending up the year, and we have pulled in for the year. And so we're celebrating the holiday season. This is what we guys do when we come around the domino table. We get into conversation. We talk just like this. We don't, you know, we're not trying to be so much what politically correct. We just having a conversation. Why? Because this is what this platform is all about. If you recognize or not, there's somebody listening on the network that they are talking to their son. And they're talking to their daughter about going forward and moving on. Because, see, the other part of that Dwayne contested is it was a season that I had to go to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to Houston for a while, and my son was here, and then I had to come back here. you understand? Go ahead, Dwayne, what you
saying? That didn't last long. Because what did he say? He said, I got to come back to my son. I got to get back to my son because – he is acting out, and
mm-hmm.
I got to come back. And he came back.
Yeah. I'm out there trying to get that money.
Yeah, but,
but you know, you have that and you recognize that. And so I came back, and you know, I was just up there from Houston because I had a job to do, and they transferred me up there in that season. You remember that, Dwayne? And I was like,
mm-hmm.
okay, now I get to come on back, you know, because, you know, grades weren't looking good, and so I showed back up. It was on and popping after that one, Dwayne.
Remember that season? He took mm-hmm. off. When you got back, he was a different guy, and
mm-hmm.
he just went to the top. He was mm-hmm. just changed.
Right.
He was missing his dad. He was a changed guy. Not that he was ever bad or anything like that, but his grades, everything, just
mm-hmm.
came back together.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. And Anthony know this, you know, both of my children, they daddy's babies.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, Anthony, you remember you used to keep our daughter? You and your
yep.
and them used to keep. Yeah. Listen, Anthony would call me like, man, come get her.
Yeah.
Listen, she ain't stopped crying.
Oh,
come
God.
Get your child. You remember that, Ant?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, and so... Yeah, you know, so, yeah, I appreciate you guys saying that. But that all comes from, you know, that's what I learned from my mother. And then the most important part, just having God in your life.
Right.
Because Scripture mm-hmm. teaches us to train up a child in the way that they should go.
That's right.
A lot of people think that's church. That's not only talking about church.
Right.
It's talking mm-hmm. about his
right.
life. Actually talking
yeah.
about, in other words, I don't have to tell him to read the Scripture. I just need to read it.
Right.
I don't have to tell him to pray. He just need to see me pray.
Yeah.
If he see me pray, Dwayne could attest to this. I started doing sound at Concord down here in Dallas, Texas. Dr. E.K. Bailey sent me around the Friendship West up under Dr. Freddie Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing media with Dr. Freddie Haynes for about 7 years. And that's when my son was born over at Friendship West.
Okay.
And when we start going to the Potter's House, when they called me over to go to the Potter's House and start serving, what was that, Dwayne, in 1996? When did the Potter's House come? And so when we went down to the Potter's House and we got on down there, my son, I would be working the stage. He was a baby, and he was up on the stage working with me. They was like, and I asked everybody, did they have a problem with it? Because I didn't know nobody, because I didn't trust nobody like that. Anthony, I tell you, if I don't know you, touchdown with. And Dwayne used to say, well, I said, no, he'll sit right there. You know, and they used to say, well, you can't have your child. And so I went to the top. I said, listen, I don't know these people here. And my child, they said, can you send him to the nurse? No, he's going to stay with me because this is a big church. I ain't never worked in a big church like this. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to be having no problems up in here. And am I telling the story with Dwayne? And you would see me on the stage, and my son would be right there.
Right.
But what you I was teaching them, this is what I was trying to portray. And I even said it to Bishop Jake. I said, I want him to see what I'm doing. And Bishop Jake said, well, listen, if you have a problem, son, you talk to me. I ain't never had no problem. And from this moment today, you know, I used to tell him about church and take him to church and do all of that. I didn't think he was listening. He blew me and his mother away when he got to college. Because you know how you telling your kids and trying to rear them and you think you raising them a certain way. You telling them about the Bible. You telling them to clean up their room. Mm-hmm. All of that. Yeah, I just think he just like anybody else child. They don't get it.
Right.
Man, when I went to UCLA, went up there, and the girls started talking about, this is the cleanest Negro ever. Come on, I ain't never seen no young man this young. Go ahead, Dwayne.
You got to answer. Right, but you also got to say, not only UCLA, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He didn't lose his mind in Los Angeles.
For sure. Yeah, because he was up there, and I mean, when I got up there, I would go fly out to the games and do all of that. I can fly out to a game, be right back in Dallas the next day. They'd be like, my job used to say, I thought you was in California. I was. They put me on a plane and I'm back. I would leave Dwayne to tell you, I would leave. Dwayne would pick me up from the airport. Mm-hmm. I would fly out to L.A. to see his game. And Dwayne, can you pick me up from the airport? I would fly back in and I would go to work, you know. And I got up there, Mandy, and they would be like, this young man is the man of most cleanest young. Who makes up their bed in this world? Because he's seen me make up my bed.
Right.
You know? And so that's what it means when they say train up a child. It's showing them.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, because I think it was Bishop Jake said it like this. It's not what you leave to them. It's what you leave in them.
Right.
And so to all of you parents out there that's on the network, you know, it's what you leave in your child. You know, it's what you do. You know, if you rear them in a certain way that you're teaching them how to save their money.
Mm-hmm.
You're teaching them how, because, you know, I've saved mine.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to me, man, I don't spend up all my money. I'm just giving you a hint.
Because
you be trying to spend up all the brother money over here. I'll be watching you. And
yeah,
so
you be holding tight, too. So.
Yes, because Dwayne will tell you, you know, me and Mr. Dwayne work hard. Done with Dwayne. And we can't let y'all be. Listen.
But, yeah. But going back to being an example,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't impart what you say, you impart who you are.
Right, right.
So who you are is who they're watching. You know, we can say anything, but it's who you are that the child is watching. That's why Eldridge, you know, your son, he does those things that he saw you doing growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you mm-hmm. are like, you know, you are. I don't know if I want to call you a neat freak or not, but you're kind of like a neat freak, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I can see Eldridge making up his bed, picking up everything. Because Eldridge is the type of person. He would come over your house, and if you leave something sitting, you come back 5 minutes later, it is up, okay? I'm like, look, if I have an event, after the event, I'm invite E-Man over, okay?
What'd you say, Dwayne?
He cleans fast. He cleans fast. That's
he does.
It. You don't play
because mm-hmm. my mama mm-hmm. told me that.
You be on it. I'm telling you,
yes.
And if he see you cleaning, he'll lend a hand. That's what I love about him. He will lend a hand. And let me tell you, like you said, Mr. Wayne, he moves fast. So by the time I get through doing what I'm doing, he's completed everything. Okay.
Well, keep my house clean when you come over here.
I will. I'm just talking about, you know, when things do get messed up, you have to clean up. You know.
Well, Dwayne, no, because we done been. Me and Mayor Upman one Saturday, and guys,
garage.
We're around the domino table on the network. This is the kind of conversation that the E-Man Show is all about. We sit around the domino table, and we just have authentic and real conversation. And this is the E-Man Show. We're getting ready to end this show in about 15 minutes. It's a late show.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do, we come around on a Sunday night. We normally put a big six question out there. We did tonight. We were talking sports. But this is what men do around the domino table. We have to have a sister in the room tonight. And
mm-hmm.
we just talk common talk. And so these are the kind of conversations we have. You'll hear a lot of more of these kind of conversations because I guarantee you someone on the network, on We Talk Radio Network, it can relate. They're right. They're saying they're thinking about their child. They're, oh wow, I've been trying to, because parents today, out of all the conversation that I'm listening to and hearing you guys talk about, parents today is a little bit different. And Dwayne, you can jump in here with this, and all of you guys can jump in. You know, a lot of them are trying to pay their kids to do things.
Right.
You know, it's a whole totally different generation now. Mm-hmm. They're trying their best to get their child to make up the bed. And, you know, little Johnny, if you make up the bed, I'll buy you this. No, no,
right.
no. I just come from a different
No. no.
You understand what I'm saying? We 60 years old. We're a whole totally different cloth. You know, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? These kids today, they everything is technology.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a machine to cook for them, they'll cook the machine. They'll get it out.
Right.
Why? Because you can't even ask them to take out the trash.
Mm.
You know, Dwayne, I was dumbfounded the other day. Anthony, you can jump in this. I was dumbfounded the other day. I was at the service station, and I saw a young man sitting in the car, and his mother was pumping the gas. And I just said to his mother, you know, I passed. I said, "How you doing?" And she said, "Fine." And the little boy stuck his head out because he was looking at his mama, you know. And so I was behind her, but she was pumping the gas. And then he's a pretty nice little size fella.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Is that your son?" And she said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "Why he ain't pumping the gas?" And she was like, "Well, you know." And in my head, I was thinking, you know, this is a prime opportunity for her to teach him,
right?
As a, you know, to let him pump the gas. But parents today, they're a little bit different.
Right.
They buy them a bunch of stuff. You can't get them to take out the trash. You got to beg them to. No. We just didn't have that when our generation when we came up. You know, so I've always been like, you know, from day one with both of my kids and my daughter and them. You know, listen, this is how it is, because this, you live in a real world. Life is rough out here.
Right.
And if you don't get the work skills and the skills to, you know, if we're going to teach our children, you got to teach them life skills today.
True.
You know, my son he's a true athlete.
Mm-hmm.
He's an athlete. And so him being an athlete, he's a true athlete. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to pay your bills. Because
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, you don't pay your bills, because I got a lot of Williams come to my box, so I know he got a lot come to here.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say Williams, because that's the long – Smith and Williams is the longest names in the phone book. Did you guys know that? You Mr. Dwayne and Mr. Anthony, y'all names are – if you pull up Smith in the phone book and Williams, that is the longest names in the
yeah.
everybody named Williams.
I can believe
that. It's yeah, sure. In Washington. Yeah, you're right.
And that's why I call my bills Williams, because they keep coming. You know, but
mm-hmm.
I, you know, you got to teach them and rear them.
Right.
And so what are we saying to you guys on the network? And we're having fun, and we're just in conversation. We're in the holiday season. Yeah, I thank God for the new millennials, but we got to get back to teaching them and correcting them and not be afraid of them. And
right.
Listen, if I tell you to make up your bed, that's what I meant. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I, you know, you ain't going to be walking around the house, you know, and that's all you doing is just, you know, one thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want you to clean up. I want you to, you know, I can remember Anthony could attest to this. We always used to be sharp down at TSU.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a time we wasn't sharp, weren't we? Man, listen, we back in the day, 1979, yes, we talk. Where was you at in 79, Mandy?
I wasn't here yet.
Yeah, you're a young whippersnapper. You don't know nothing about this. You know, this me and talk, we're around the domino table. And so, back, you know, I'll just say it like this to you guys on the network tonight. You know, we're talking sports. Yes, my son. What do you say, Mr. Dwayne?
You know, you said TSU, but then I look at these mega churches, you
mm-hmm.
know, including our church. The dress code is so dressed down that it's like, wow, it's like you going to, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
just, you could go for years and years and years, and you won't see a young brother with a suit
mm-hmm.
on in church.
Mm-hmm.
And in
so
my
let
day,
me ask you this question.
That
you bring that up, Dwayne. This is a question for you and to, you know, Mandy and Dwayne, Anthony. Who said you had to wear a suit to church? Why would we think we have to wear a suit to church? What does that really mean?
Well, what I was taught growing up was that you bring your very best onto the Lord. That's what I was taught. You don't have to wear a suit. But in the black churches, that's what we were taught. You bring your best to the Lord, you know. You're fine. But
and
now
so your best
I started going in high school too to some white churches and everything. But white boys dressed up.
Because Dwayne, there is no, if you want to talk about scripture, there is no scripture that says that you have to wear a suit or a tie. And even if we apply the scripture, because it doesn't also mean this, come as you are, it doesn't really mean clothes. It's just men put that. That's we don't even want to take
you
it there.
You bring your heart.
Your best may be a pair of jeans. Your best may be a sweatsuit. I think the church have made a poor. I think the church have did a poor job in trying to condition you the mind to think because you got on a suit that that's your best.
Right, right.
Your best may not be the next person's best.
It might not be, and a lot of the two is tradition.
Yeah, tradition.
I know for me, within the last 3 years, I have certainly dressed down. But prior to that, you know, as a minister, I always wore suits, right? And within the last 3 years, I began to dress down. Let me tell you this, though, and this is just being honest. I found more young people, teens like 19, 20, they were more receptive to me when I dressed down because they feel like they can relate in some form, or maybe I'm not looking at them a certain way or trying to speak over their head, you know. And I found people to be a little bit more receptive, or maybe I should say a little bit more open with me, you know, versus me standing there with a suit or sitting there with a suit and they feeling like they have to watch their every word, or they're not feeling so relaxed, you know. And I liked it. I actually liked it to the point where to be honest, that's all I do is dress down now.
And Dwayne, I think you brung it up.
Can I ask Mandy a question, though?
Sure, go right here.
Miss Mandy, I want to ask, when you mentor your young ladies, do you mentor them about how they dress in public or in the church?
Yes. Depending on what we're speaking of, yes. So, for example, Mr. Dwayne, if they have a function to go to and they're visiting someone else's house, what I mentor them on is finding out the location they're going to, finding out how everyone else is dressed, going into the church, being presentable, you know, even, you know, daily walking the streets, you know. Now, some of them, you know, I deal with people the way they are, so I may not deal with everybody the same, right? But if I have someone that's being equipped because God called them to ministry, then I'm always talking about how we carry ourselves, you know. But there are some people out there, whether you mentor them or not, they see things the way they see them. So what I do is I teach and I just allow the Holy Spirit to do the work.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I get you. Because I know, well, me and E-Man, we're usually busy, but there are a lot of women who come into the church that can be very distracting for a
Wow, so true. You know what?
Especially
that's true.
You're sitting behind them, and they're always pulling down and pulling up and everything. That's a distraction for a man.
Right, right. I totally agree. Now, I have had those situations, not so much in my mentor program, but as far as being a leader in the church, where young girls would come in or young women would come in the church and they want to sit on the front row or close to the front row. Their breasts is showing. They have short skirts on and things of that nature. I honestly feel like I'm not one of those people that say, oh, just let them come and let the Lord deal with them. Yes, the Lord will absolutely deal with them, but there is order. And when you have people of God that have to be protected as well, because they're not perfect people. So with that being said, I think that sometimes you have to pull a person, not in front of everybody, but kind of like be cordial with them and then have that one-on-one moment with them, you know. It's nothing wrong with it as long as, for me, as long as you're not exposing them openly or bringing them to an open shame.
Well, you know what, guys? You know, we'll get into our topic going into the 2022 year. We're going to talk a lot about the dress in church and a lot of, this tradition of the church. Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of that into – we want you to continue to follow the E-Man after show. Why? Because these are conversations that we need to have.
Right.
Because going into 2022, guys – and those of you on the network, I think it's very important because we're living in the last days, but we do have to practice and break down religion.
Right.
Because the traditions of men is none effect with God.
Right.
And so most people serve God with a bunch of tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't pay your way into heaven. You can't dress your way into heaven.
Right.
All of that is just rules. Now, if you join a church and that's what they do at their church, you attach yourself to that, God bless you.
Right.
We ain't deeming it down.
Mm-hmm.
You do you. But at the end of the day, you know, we got to get out of this mindset. So this is why we got to be retrained. This is why your mind has to be renewed and understand scripture.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's very important that when we start talking about Bible and scripture and stuff, things are rightly divided. Because when you look at the young people today, Dwayne, I think it's a good question that you brung up. Because when you listen to the young people today, you can't tell them anything.
Right.
You can't make them be like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a lot of us are 60 and 70. We got a stronghold. Why? Because it's a mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And the mentality is we got to do it this way. No, you don't have to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that you think that's right in your head. And scripture don't support it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have taken on a bunch of rules and regulations and that the church world say that we have to do, and you don't have to do any of that.
Right.
Because none of that is going to get you into heaven. If you read your Bible real carefully, I have told you, you can't work your way into heaven.
Right.
Nobody can. Mm-hmm. And so to all of you think you get points because you do this and that, it don't work with God like that. It may work with man like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't work your way into heaven. He said, it's not about works from any man boast.
Right.
None of us can work our way into heaven. Can we present ourselves as, even when we go in the workplace, we have attire, we have uniforms,
yes.
We have all of that. We understand the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
But to deem it to be, I got to do it this way, there is no rule say you have to wear a suit to church.
Right.
There is no rule to say you can just come as you are.
You can.
Have we got complacent? Yes, I do agree. I mean, I seen literally, Dwayne, it was probably a few Sundays ago, I told men, this young lady had to have on a pajama top.
Right.
You ain't going to tell me that wasn't a pajama top.
Come on. And like you said, there's an attire, right?
Mm-hmm.
As an overseer, as a pastor of the house, you have a responsibility. Now, and what I mean by responsibility, you have men in the church that are growing.
Mm-hmm.
You have men in the church that may struggle in their flesh and they're trying to live a different life. And that's a lot of times that's temptation for them. So there's a responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's not about deeming the other person down, judging the other person, but it's about helping them to grow. Look, sister, getting the women involved, assigning them to different women, walking out life with them, speaking into their life. Look, sister, the top you have on, it may be okay for at home, but let's try to do it this way. And if they don't have clothes to wear, bless them with the clothes. Now, they don't have to go in there with a suit and tie on, but just be presentable.
And you say, what does this have to do with talking sports?
Right.
And so what it has to do with talking sports,
it means a lot.
Mm-hmm. It means a lot. But if you're in the church and, when you go to school today, it's just like me and Mr. Dwayne and Anthony. When you go to school today, we was talking about rearing children and it starts with the coaches. It starts with, they're telling, even when you're looking at drill teams and stuff like that, it's an attire, and they're presenting themselves.
Yes.
And so you're training them up. And so being in the African-American community, we was trained a certain way. We got a mindset. We have to wear a tie. We have to wear a suit. Because then I hear we say that's presentable, and we're giving God our best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to rethink it and renew your mind.
Right.
Your best may not be the next person's best.
That's true.
And so if my best is wearing, what I have, treat me the same if I walk up in there.
That's right.
And I don't want to feel like because if I come to your church, I don't have on your church attire.
Uh-huh.
And now I don't want to come to church because I don't think I fit in. Why? Because at the end of the day, I don't have what you have.
Yeah, and I think that's mm-hmm. why a lot of ministers are dressing that. For me within the last few years. And I'm telling you now, when we started dressing down, the young people, they gravitated. They started bringing people. People started coming because they were able to wear their jeans and nice shirts and things of that nature. And a lot of the guys, they would wear jeans with button downs, you know, mm-hmm. with a collar, you know, and mm-hmm. it was presentable. It was nice. For me, it's not about what you wear. It just needs to be presentable,
right,
meaning
right.
that legs and thighs. I don't think God approves of breasts and thighs, you know, showing. You know, I don't think that. I just honestly don't think that. I think there's a conviction behind that. So we cover those parts up.
For sure that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the E-Man After Show. This is what we got. This is what we men do around the domino table. We're going to get into some of those discussions into the new year. We're just wrapping this year up, and, you know, we're talking sports tonight. We're so appreciative of the Dallas Cowboys. They're on their way to the Super Bowl, South Oak Cliff. But we're going to get into some hot topics, like this. You're going to turn on the E-Man After Show, and we're going to be talking just like this. Why? Because it's all education. You know, and Dwayne, do you remember about 10 years now? I told Bishop Jakes this. I said, Bishop Jakes, thank you, sir, mm-hmm. for teaching the gospel mm-hmm. and preaching the gospel where it can be livable.
Right.
You remember that, Dwayne? Why? What mm-hmm. was I saying to him? So many preachers have taught and taught the word of God till it's not livable. Mm-hmm. And so by the time you get through obeying all these rules that they done made up in their head because they think scripture mean that,
right.
you'll spend more time wasting time mm-hmm. trying to clean up your flesh, mm-hmm. trying to be something that your flesh is never going to be.
Right.
Because your flesh don't get saved. Mm-hmm. Your spirit man changes, but your flesh is just flesh. And so at the end of the day, you know, you work hard to, because everybody ain't, people are just who they present themselves to be.
Right.
You could be all of that, you know, but we don't really know who you are.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, I tell Bishop Jakes all the time, thank you for teaching a gospel and mm-hmm. preaching the word of God to where it's livable. Because by the time you get through obeying all these rules, all these denominations, hell, you don't know what. And so.
Yeah, and there's a difference between tradition and mm-hmm. biblical principles.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between the working of the Holy Spirit and tradition. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to live up to tradition, to all these rules, just like in the Old Testament,
right, right.
they had all these rules they could not live up to. We had to have a Savior, or else none
For
of
sure
us would make it, you
For
know,
sure.
because all right. of these rules, and they're constantly coming, you can't live up to that.
Oh,
so
right.
what happened? God simplified it. He sent his son Jesus, and all we have to do is believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth. You know, he said that Jesus Christ is Lord and he died on the cross and we shall be saved. So he gave us a way out.
Right.
Right. right. Now, after the repentance part, we know that he teaches us how to walk in
right,
him.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be as hard as people make it to be.
Dwayne, you must have been all over here in my studio and my books or something. Because, you know, this is one of our topics we're going to be talking about.
Well, you know, we've been talking about this for years, and mm-hmm. what Sister Mandy was talking about was also Jesus. He also came not to change the law, but mm-hmm. to fulfill the law, also,
right.
to show you that it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
But the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were, how would you say, how would you consider them? They were like, they were strict. They were just
right.
law. You know, mm-hmm.
They were hypocritical and
strict
and
hypocritical. What?
Well, I always see it like this here, and we're getting ready to end the show. I always see it like this here. This is what my mother told me. Listen, he sent his son to die. He ain't sent nobody down here to die. And so at the end of the day, Christ is the one came down and died.
Right.
And he's the only judge. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, you got your own mindset. We're not on the station tonight to try to, you know, to all you Christian people, don't write us. You know, it's just our opinion. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
matter of fact,
yeah.
let me go ahead and do this disclaimer because I don't want nobody to be, you know, because, you know, people will take a little conversation and they'll say, hey, this is what they said. You know, it's just our opinion. This is what this show is all about. We come from our own opinion. We come from, but we want to be authentic. And so let me do this
the
disclaimer
opinions
so
and
I
views
won't get
of our
email.
Friends and guests does not reflect the opinion and views of the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network.
And so don't write our network because it don't affect the network. This is just our opinions around the E-Man After Show.
Right.
And so, you know, but we'll be talking about a lot of this more into the new year. We have a lot of great hot topics that we're going to talk about because I think it's important and we need to talk about it.
Right.
Because we start out talking about the youth and sports. And thank you guys for the kudos for my son because y'all been in my life and me and you in my life now. And you're learning.
Right.
And the thing of it is, you know, if we don't take the time, because there's some young man on the network, there's some young lady on the network, if you let them speak,
mm-hmm.
we would be far-fetched off because this is how they see it. You know, you hear it all the time. I'm not like you.
Right.
I'm not like you, Grandmama.
Right.
That was y'all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't do it like that in our day. Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents are struggling with trying to understand why, because they haven't really sit down to take the time to understand.
Right.
They just more want to pull their rules on them,
mm-hmm.
to learning them and really teaching them and getting into their heads. And it's okay. You can teach them the Bible all day long. They're gonna perceive the Bible the way they see it, not the way you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why Scripture teaches us is the renewing of your mind.
Right.
And so how you present the Word of God, how you rightly divide it, you mm-hmm. can only, you know, do it in the best way you can. But they're going to be their own judge. They're going to be their own. They're going to have their own mindset of how they see it. And they don't see a bunch of rules.
Mm-hmm.
These young people serve God for real.
Mm-hmm.
They paying after God totally different than our generation. They into it. You know, they worship totally different. And we as this generation got to learn how to embrace their generation. Yes, we're going to lose a generation.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? To the church anyway. Because after a while, when you done been made do something,
mm-hmm.
who ain't going to rebel? Because
right.
they was made do it.
Yeah, sometimes
right.
you have to teach. You teach, you cover, and you keep it moving. You know, and what do I mean by that? You teach your children the right way. You
mm-hmm.
cover them
mm-hmm.
because they're going to go through their rebellious stage.
For sure.
And you keep moving. One of the things, my youngest
right.
daughter, she's 19. I've been observing her, and she has, because I would always make them go to church, you
mm-hmm.
know, and be involved in the church.
Right.
But there came a time where they got older, and I'm like, okay, you know, you guys already know. Are you going to church today? No. Or it was always something. I'm like, okay. But Naya, my baby girl, she has been getting herself together in the morning time going to church,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she had been calling up the family members, my niece, my little niece, Shah, and my nephew, Jamila, hey, y'all going to church? And I told her last week, I said, Naya, whether they go or not, you continue to go.
Right.
You
right.
continue. But I'd be so happy, though, because there's things that I talk to her about later on. She doesn't always respond.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't give a reaction. She doesn't say anything,
right? Uh-huh.
So you're just like, okay, is she listening? But later on, she'll come and ask questions.
Yes.
Let me know she had been listening.
And that's the same thing you and Mr. Dwayne was talking about my son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my son went to church in L.A., and I went to all the top churches up there. And when he come home, he have a church home that he goes to. He grew up at the Potter's house.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne grew up at the Potter's house.
Mm-hmm.
Do we go to the Potter's house now? No.
Right.
Why? Because he found his own way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so
right.
I don't try to make him. But, you know, when I sit down and he talk about God and faith and stuff like that, I listen to him.
Yeah.
And it all makes sense to me. Why? Because if you're going to have a relationship with God, have a real relationship with God.
Right.
Most people have a relationship with church
mm-hmm.
and religion. They don't have a relationship with God. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get ready to get off this show. Because we done turned the whole show to another whole topic.
Yeah. I'm ready to give a response to that and talk
show.
About that.
Great show.
But we got to go.
Before we leave, I want to ask Ms. Sandy one question. You don't even have
right
to
here,
answer.
Mr. Dwayne. Go right here, sir.
Ms. Sandy, is there a difference, or what's the difference between mentoring and parenting?
That's a good question, Dwayne. That's a very good question.
So mentoring is a gift, right? It's you're going over and beyond what you supposed to do. Now you may be called towards mentoring, but that's something you can turn down. You can say, because God's not going to force you, right? You can say, no, God, this calling is not for me. So mentoring is something you have to have a desire to do, right? You were chosen to do it. You have a desire, and you have the unctioning to do. Parenting is really an obligation. Now, all of us Now all of us follow those obligations, but it's an obligation. God gave you those children. So you really don't have a choice in the matter, although people have made it to be a choice. But really, you don't have a choice because you held accountable for those children and what you did in their life and what you did not do in their life. When you told me, I felt the opportunity of the Spirit of God, I had the opportunity to say, God, no. So with mentorship, what drives me is the passion, is the assignment and the passion, you know, that God has put in me and the love for these people. With parenting, although I love my children, I know for a fact I didn't have a choice in the matter as far as being a mom. Now, I had a choice in making them, but after I made them, being a mom to them.
Oh, you don't preach the whole different sermon.
But they are very similar.
She preached the whole,
I
don't know why.
I do want to say this.
But it is.
They're very similar because at the same time, you're operating out of a mother's heart. So they're opening up to you. They're telling you things they don't want anyone else to know. And you have to advise them as you would advise your child because you want what's best for your child. So you're not just going to tell them anything. You're going to tell them what you know that works or is going to be beneficial for them as you would do your children. So it's very similar but different. And in both, you have to operate out of a mother's heart.
That's a whole class right there. So that young lady on the network tonight, that young man on the network tonight, they're sitting back, and even some parents, they're sitting back there listening. We're giving our perspective. And it's all over here on We Talk Radio. We sit around the domino table. This is what the E-Man After Show is about. It's about us coming around the domino table, just, you know, having a conversation and dialogue. Why? Because it's very important. It's very well needed in this day and time. Because everything that we're talking about, from sports to parenting to rearing to speaking tonight, every bit of it is needed in the times that we're living in. And so, Mr. Dwayne, I know Anthony is there. Anthony just say, okay, I'm just going to get on mute because, he's listening. You there, Anthony? You know, because he got young kids, and so hopefully he's listening. And so at the end of the day, you know, as I was listening to you, Mandy, one thing, Dwayne, I recognize, parenting don't come with a handbook. That's for sure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't nobody gave you no handbook to how to parent your child.
That's right.
And so you're going to be always going back and forth. One minute this, the next minute is that. But through it all, we thank God that he give us the ability, and I like what you said, man, that we having the responsibility, because once you make them, you know, we're going to talk about that with the men.
Right.
You know, you know the old saying, you can make a baby, but are you willing to take care of the baby?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can say you're a daddy or you're a father. You can say you're a father or you're a dad. We're going to get into them kind of conversations into the new year. We're going to talk about why, because sisters is still trying to figure out us men. They stand a little more that is in us. And if we haven't really been taught, if we really don't know, you got somebody else that's pointing to your child and they telling them what they think they know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the church telling them what they think they know. Then you got the world telling them what you, and so that's confusion all the way around.
Right.
And so we're going to get into a lot of these kind of conversations. Why? Because at the end of the day, you know, you got to sit down with your child. You know, you're going to make him, you responsible for him.
That's right.
You know, and we're going to, guys, this is just something we want to talk about. I've had several, have you been over here in my studio in my book, because a lot of these are emails that's coming in.
Mm.
And, Mandy, you know, we're sitting here, we're writing some of these questions, Mr. Dwayne and Anthony, out, because what we're talking about tonight, Mr. Dwayne, you don't know. Some people have emailed just this particular topic, and we don't even know what we want to call it yet. Why? Because they're talking about the dress in the church, you know, all of that. And I'm trying to like, okay, what is the big deal about the dress in the church? But I recognize why they're talking about it, because, you know, Scripture teaches us, and I want to talk about this. We in the world, but we not of the world.
Uh-huh.
And if that is not rightly divided, you'll be confused.
True.
Because we are in the world and we are a part of the world. And so if you don't really understand the text and the context of which the Scripture was talking about it, you'll be confused. And so we're not going to talk about it tonight, but we're definitely going to get into it. Why? Because we got to see, we serve, Scripture teaches us.
Uh-huh.
It is in the mind that we serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't have a renewing of your mind, you'll take scripture and you want to apply it the right way. Why? Because you think scripture is saying, think about it. We in the world and we of this world. If you why are you of this world? Because you know, until you die, you're going to be part of this world.
Right.
But what mm-hmm. is, we're not going to talk about it now, but what really is that scripture right. saying at that point? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about a lot of that.
Right.
And so we're going to get into it, but we want to thank all you guys on the network tonight. We're going to talk about finances. We're going to talk about health. We're going to get in. Then we're going to have a lot of great interviews. We got a lot planned for the E-Man After Show. We're going to do a lot of live remotes. We're lining it up. We want you guys to follow We Talk Radio Network. We want you guys to keep it locked. Tell a friend. And just a lot of great conversations. I got a book right now. I got a young man that wrote me a book just what we're talking about tonight, if you read his book,
mm-hmm.
oh, wow, it's a powerful book. You know, it's talking about the church.
Okay.
And we're going to bring him on because people have different perspectives.
They do.
And until we have the dialogue, until we have the conversation, because this is E-Man. You know, I done been taught the Word of God enough,
mm-hmm.
and I done read the Word of God enough. You know, if I don't never go to another Bible study, I don't read the Word of God. You know, I done studied and I done studied and I done studied. You know, now we got to sit down and have some dialogue and some conversation.
Right.
Why? Because I'm 60 years old now, and it's very clear that the Word of God have been haven't really been represented right.
Mm-hmm.
And so until us that's believers, that call ourselves believers, and we're going to practice this organized religion, you really got to understand what you're doing.
Right.
Because we are the only religion that people say they are Christian and they don't even really know what that means.
Right.
You know, you can ask the Muslim what that means. You can ask the Jew. They know what their religion means.
Mm-hmm.
When you start talking to Christians, you get all kind of answers.
Right.
Why? Because we really don't know what it means. And so we have heard other people tell us what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And we practice those rituals and practice that. And that ain't even what the Bible is talking about.
Right.
And so we're going to get into a lot of those conversations. Why? Because we can.
Yes, we can.
And we can do it right here on We Talk Radio Network. But, guys, I want to thank you guys for hanging out tonight. I want to thank all of you on the network. You can write us. You can write me here at E-Man at We Talk Radio Network. Maybe it's something you want us to talk about. Maybe it's this discussion tonight, you like, oh, wow. Yes, you can write me, and we'll talk about it. Listen, you need an expert. I know a few.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring some Bible scholars on up in here.
Yeah, I think that these are going to be good topics, mm-hmm. E-Man, for 2022.
Yes, yes. And Mr. Dwayne and Mr. Anthony, we love for you guys to be a part of it. The four young men that I want to talk about, they like getting deep. They, mm-hmm. you know, they by the time you get through talking to them, you're going to need a thesaurus and a dictionary and all mm-hmm. type of stuff. Because when they start breaking down words, because mm-hmm. words have meaning.
They do.
And words changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to understand if that word that you're talking about have it changed.
So true.
You know, you are misrepresent the Word of God because words have meaning in the Bible.
They do.
And they change in the Bible. So what you think it might mean, it may have changed and didn't mean that. But because you didn't understand that, you just mm-hmm. took for what it was for. Why? That's why he said you have to study to show thyself approved. So when you get these deep guys that come on here, they done broke this thing down and they done studied these words, and this word mean this now. Because
mm-hmm.
some words in the Bible still mean the same thing.
Right.
Because the Word of God don't change,
mm-hmm.
but the methods does.
Methods, oh, shit.
And so we're going to be open to it. We're going to talk about it. Miss Kia D, she have allowed it. You
mm-hmm.
know, Miss Kia D want us to be authentic. She want us to have these kind of dialogues and kind of conversation. We're not here to deem and tell you what you're doing is wrong. If you that's what you believe, I know E-Man ain't trying to convince nobody.
Right.
You know. Hey, I'm with you. Just don't try to convince me to do it your way because I got my way that I do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's working for me at the end of the day. And so, Dwayne, thank you for your questions on tonight. Mr. Anthony, thank you for all of your insight and your questions. Amanda, thank you for your insight. This is why you're here at the table because I talked to Mandy and I said, Mandy, you know, you as I watch you and your program, I say, being a woman, I just like your perspective. Would you come on the E-Man After Show? You know, I'm just turning around and giving your money back that you give me, huh?
Right.
It looked like it, huh? We just,
yeah.
Dwayne, we just switching checks. That's it. Man, to pay me, I turn around and pay her right back.
That's right.
That's crazy. But it's all good. So, guys, we want to thank you tonight for listening to the E-Man After Show. We want to thank you guys that's on the network. We want you guys to keep it locked. We got something for you every day of the week. Join us tomorrow night. It's the Kia D Unplugged Show. Every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, Kia D, the Kia D Unplugged Show is off the chain. Then come back on Tuesday. It's Groovy Tuesday at 4 Central Time. Lights go out with Kia D. Just some great shows over here on We Talk Radio. Then you got the K Radio Show. Then you got, Shine Lord Radio Show with Pastor Jeremy Glenn. Then you got Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Then you got the E-Man After Show. A lot of great shows are coming to the network. They just doing the doggone thing over here. We Talk Radio. We so excited with Miss Kia Davis and her team. They are doing some great things. So we thank you for listening to our show tonight. This has been the E-Man After Show. Join us next Sunday night. We'll be back, right? We'll be back next Sunday night. So, guys, right. We got to get up and go to work in the morning. Mm-hmm. Mr. Anthony, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Well, man, thank you for hanging out. Mr. Dwayne, thank you for hanging out. Anthony, are you going to sleep or can you pray us out tonight?
I can pray us out.
I'd love for you to pray us out tonight. I always want to pray us out when we have these kind of conversations. When you share stuff with people, they mind, you know, ain't no telling what they, you know, all kind of thoughts coming to people here when you have. And it's one thing that Bishop Jace taught us men over at Manpower, because I've been part of men. Dwayne, how long we've been part of Manpower? For 20-something years? I have learned a whole lot. Yeah. With Manpower with Bishop Jace.
Mm-hmm.
And like he said, when we sit down and have these kind of dialogues, we pray while our mind can get clear, because everybody has a thought.
Right.
And so we don't want nobody to go to bed trying to deem down what we're seeing and trying to judge what we're seeing. This is a platform. You can come on and speak what you're saying. This is why it's not a wrong and a right answer. It's just your perspective and how right. you see it. But hopefully we have said something to enlighten you, to encourage you, and if anything, to make you aware and get into your word even more, to,
yes.
you know, look at your children a different way. What part are you doing?
Right.
You know, and so, guys, we want to thank. So, Dwayne, I want you to pray tonight. I mean, Anthony is praying us out tonight. Anthony, I would ask that you would pray us out tonight. We want to continue to lift up South Africa. We want to continue to lift up our nation. We want to lift up parents tonight. We want to lift up this network. We want to lift up the Mentor Network, Blog Talk Radio, and families on tonight. So, Brother Anthony, Deacon Smith, we just asking you to pray us out tonight. And, guys, until we meet again on next Sunday night, you guys come back next Sunday night. I have did a two-hour show. And we appreciative that y'all will hang out with me tonight. Come on, Mr. Anthony, pray us out.
Amen. Let's go to God in prayer all this evening. Father God, we come to you, Heavenly Father, just about to say thank you, Lord. It's all about you, Father God, so we say thank you. Father God, we ask for special blessings upon this radio station, Father God. All the airways, Father God, that it reaches, Father God, from one side of the nation to the next, Father God. We ask in the name of Jesus that it be blessed and anointed, Father God. We ask that each ear that have heard something tonight be anointed, Father God, through the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask for each and every one of our parents, Father God, to be covered in the name of Jesus. Cover our children, Father God, from one end of the nation to the next, Father God. Father God, if we know anything, we know that our children need to be covered at all times. They are the future of what we are raising here right now, Father God, and what you are doing and what you are raising, Father God. The future children of pastors and leaders and doctors and nurses, and they're just all the names that we can name of. We'll name them from deacons to bishops. They're just nameable, Father God. We want to bless each and every children that's out here, Father God. Father God, mm-hmm. we thank you for each and every person that had time to call into this radio station, Father God, and get an earful of what we were talking about on tonight's topic, Father God. We ask that the E-Man show continues to keep growing, Father God. Let it grow and manifest in your way, Father God. Both shows, Amanda, mention the Mentor Show also, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the leaders of it, Father God, that bring word to us each and every night, Father God, that they bring a new topic to us, Father God, that we have something to talk about, Father God.
something to bring to the table to you, Father God. Father God, we thank you once again that each and every one of us get a chance to slumber tonight, Father God. Watch over us and care for us as we sleep and slumber in our beds on tonight, Father God. Let us wake up with a joyful morning, Father God. Let us wake up with a new bright morning, Father God. Let us wake up with a new future, Father God, for each and every one of us, Father. Father God, each and every day we wake up, you have new blessings for us, Father God. So we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. It's all in the name of Jesus that we pray. We lift each and every one of us up, Father God. Lift us up from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet that we can be watched over. Those who are out and about, Father God, we ask for traveling grace for them, wherever they be having to go this time of night, Father God. We ask that they be covered by the blood of Jesus, that no harm or danger can come to them as they head to their facilities, Father God. We thank you. We honor you. We lift you up. We praise you. You honor your name of the name of Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Well, amen, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Everybody have a good night.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions 'cause we don't know why. Oh, yes. We all need you to make a way. And we all need it all falls down.